this program, we're going to take a look at some news in some Iranian journals, which mark a turning point in the history of the Islamic Revolution here in Iran. Imam has arrived. Imam's speech at the airport. Chants of God is great and Khomeini is our Imam shook the airport. Following a 117-day stop in Nafile Chateau, Imam Khomeini left Paris for Tehran at 1 a.m. local time, 3:30 a.m. the time in Tehran. On the dawn of a quiet day 15 years ago, a time when oppression had dominated the atmosphere in Iran, Imam was exiled to a remote Turkish town. He is returning back to Iran as an international figure, the leader of the greatest of revolutions. Live broadcasting was cut off following a raid by government agents. Imam's office, as it was 15 years ago. This place served as both Imam's resident and working headquarters 15 years ago. It is still preserved in the same condition. Imam Khomeini has arrived. The roar of the plane, the end of the wait. The French Airbus roaring over the skies of Tehran landed at Mehrabad Airport 9:05 this morning. This historical event marked the end of a long wait, bringing cries of joy to millions of Iranians. Celebrating the dawn of liberty, Imam was crying upon arrival. The greatest welcome party in history. The leader of the Islamic Revolution among people. I will declare jihad should there be no peaceful solution. Imam, the Revolutionary Council members were appointed. I shall soon introduce the government. Thousands of men and women visited the Imam. We are all at your service, Imam. This was the cry made by thousands of people, resembling a rough sea roaring to Imam's residence.
We'll continue with the memories of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. Shahram writes us and tells us his story. He says, "When I entered the barrack, no one asked me anything, as if they all knew. Not even Hassan, my closest friend. He looked at me, he said, 'Don't worry, nobody got to leave. Look around you, everybody's upset, everybody's depressed.' And it was true. We were all depressed. Standing in front of the demonstrators and making a wall like a barbed wire and intimidating them was depressing, a sad thought. People have tried to escape from the company, but they were caught. Our captain felt for the people, and we knew that. But the major was a different story. He had told us, if nobody tries to follow the orders, you will be punished, and the punishment will be severe. And disaster struck when the day before, a young soldier from our company tried to escape, and he was shot and injured severely by the same major. I had made up my mind I was going to escape the next day. I told Hassan this story, and he said, 'This is a dangerous thing to do.' But after he realized that there was no stopping me and that I was not going to change my mind, he said he will follow with me. At night, we couldn't sleep of the excitement of escape. After the morning ceremony, we all got in a truck and headed towards the demonstrators. When we got there, I jumped out of the truck and Hassan followed me. But right then and right there, the major was standing, staring us down with a cold, harsh look. He said, "Where are you going?" Without answering, we started running. Then I heard a shot. I was waiting to fall any second, but I was fine. I looked over to Hassan. He was okay too, and he kept on running. Before disappearing in the crowd that was welcoming us with open arms, I looked over for the last time, and I saw the captain with his gun standing over. He was standing over the major, lying there cold.